Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, December the 8th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 41 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion, talking about the Harding dog collar. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott. About that dog collar, I think that sign, I think it's there on Prospect Street in that parking lot in the one up by Rocky's. If somebody would see if they would, advertise for, I went there to check for my daughter insurance about 3 years ago, and I think a month it was $700 to run an ad, if I remember correctly. If they would run an ad, donate it, but what they need to do around Rockies where it was taken, put a sign, and then out by Walmart because it's busy. I would say, I know those brown apartments were there, and nobody, I think the ladder would have to be high. They either had to have a truck or have a ladder close by to steal it. And I think when they, maybe when they went up there and got it, they got scared or there was something, and they just took out without the ladder.
Well, yeah, I think they did leave the ladder, but I, the hard part, because like I say, the first time we did the $1,000, now the national media covered it then, and I think it was because it was a news story. Then when it was raised to $5,000, the Marion Star did a big story on it, and I think that got the word out a little bit, and I just think with the last 21 or 22 days here to go, that if we added something to it, that it might get the attention back in front of people that, hey, there's only 23 days left for this $5,000.
I think if they would put, people, they're going to do painting or something, they put signs. I don't know if you had to get permission, when they run for office. If you put one there by Walmart, because it's probably going to be around that area. Nobody from probably Southland Mall or any place, was there to take it, I don't think. And if the person didn't do it, maybe somebody that knew they took it would see it and, want the money.
Well, I think that's the interesting thing. 10 days, 12 days here before Christmas, somebody might need extra money, and that might tip somebody into, returning it. I really don't know. I do think that it certainly is a possibility.
Yeah, I think like at Myers, that's busy, but everybody almost goes out to Walmart, Kohl's, out in that area. That's the business. And it's probably centered right around where, Harding's house is, because you can't walk down the street, was it at 3 in the morning, carrying a ladder. And it almost, I think, had to be around that area that took it. But maybe somebody that took it has a dog, and they want their dog to have the collar, and they're not going to give it up.
Well, I don't know. To me, it's all just a mystery. It's been 10 years now, and I can't imagine what you would do with this thing. And to know that you would get something for its return, $5,000, it would seem to me that somebody would want to return it just to collect the money. And again, who would know if that was the person who stole it? There's no way we would know that. So they wouldn't even face any kind of hassle in the end.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for your show, I probably wouldn't know. I mean, if I saw it in the Marion Star, I probably wouldn't think that much about it. But when you see signs like at the Old Marion Catholic, people stop there at the light, and especially Walmart, that's busy. I think if people put up a few signs out that way, maybe one by the Southland Mall, that area, that I think something would be, plus not that many are around that, is it Prospect Prospect Street where that other sign is. But some do go there by Rockies, that sign on that the side of that building. I think they do T-shirts or something across from that church.
Right.
But everybody almost goes out to Walmart, you know, that area. I think if they put two or three signs in, I don't know if that Rockies, because when I had a cat missing about 3 years ago, they I had to make up about 20 signs to put around, you know, and stuff. They might even donate, you know, something if somebody would check and see and stuff, but
well, we'll
I think
something.
The only way that we'll get it back is by advertising kind of like that, because most people don't get the paper, and they're, most of them aren't interested probably in the dog collars.
Well, I thought it was I thought it was interesting that when we posted that on the internet, 76 people shared it. Now, that's a lot of shares on the internet, just on a story. And it was a small story just saying there was a reward. The reward was going to expire on December 31st. And if you have any tips, send us a message. And that thing got 76 shares. I don't even think it's been a week yet. So it is making the rounds of social media where young people are. So that's good news.
Yeah, I think it's maybe probably they've been in the house. And why they would pick that, I think there would be other stuff. But, you know, to go in the window, they had to be, I don't think an older person would do it, and probably a female wouldn't. But I think it was somebody just right around that area. They had a ladder for some reason at their house, and they took it. But when they got ready to leave, I don't know if it would be one or two, maybe something spooked them, and they left the ladder, and they just never went back after it.
Well, I hope we come up with something, because before the end of the year, you know, here during the holiday season and knowing that the reward's going to expire on December 31st, I hope we come up with something just to give it a little last bit of attention right here before it expires.
You know, you think if somebody young, their friends would know, and, you know, somebody would want the money, the reward, but I don't know why anybody would want it unless they had a pet they were really, you know, highly of, and they wanted that pet to have the dog collar. I don't know.
It's odd. It's odd. Well, hey, thanks for calling. The ideas. Good ideas.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. If anybody else has any ideas, give me a buzz here. 22 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, Bob Welsh has very nicely added a plaque to the reward, $5,000 reward, no questions asked, and now they've got a plaque. You know, you would really be a hero in a way for returning this, because people really do want to see it returned. So you get $5,000, you get a plaque, people I'm sure would be happy that you did it, and you know what, you can return it anonymously. I mean, how am I going to know who you are? And who would I tell? I mean, it would make no sense of me to tell anybody anything if the dog collar showed back up. I'd be so shocked and excited that the dog collar showed back up. My big concern would just be getting it verified with the Harding home, and then once it's verified, there's your money. And you're off and running this holiday season. But does anybody have any ideas how here in the last 13 days we could spruce this up? And again, if you want to add something to it and you don't want to do it on the air, you can always call me off air and leave a message, or you can send me an email, scott@wwgh1071.com. Or if you have any ideas you'd like to share, give me a call on the air. Or if you'd like to add something on the air, you can do that as well, 740-751-4038. Do want to remind everybody again, the Fruitcake Toss does have a new home this year. The back lot at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, just up the road there on South Prospect Street. So when you call and remind your people to come to the Fruitcake Toss, let them know, better parking down at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church there on South Prospect Street, and we'll be in the back lot. And apparently there's like a little, you know, I got to get over there, but apparently there's a little area that you can stand under if it is raining. That'll make life a lot easier. Obviously, people won't have to walk very far because there is a parking lot over there. It'll be a lot better situation than being on South Prospect Street, where the parking situation is not very good. And also, you know, to be honest, it's weather-wise, this will be better because we will not be off in the dirt. So thanks to Abby for helping us make that happen. And she'll be part of the fruitcake toss, too, on December 15th at 7 p.m. All right. 740-751-4038, if there's anything on anybody's mind in regard to the fruitcake toss or the return of Harding's dog collar. I think those are our two big issues this morning. And again, if you want to send us a Christmas card, 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, put your return address on the card. We'll read your card on the air. And if we got your return address, we'll send you a card back. And we've been known to do that through Christmas Eve. So there you go. And we'll hang it in the studio. And we do keep those cards year to year, which is kind of fun. Okay. Well, we've got one Family Feud question left here that we have to get through before we get to the holiday Family Feud. So hopefully we'll get through it here. We had two answers yesterday. Now, this was kind of a difficult category. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Now, that's the category. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Now, the two answers we have are sucking your thumb and sleeping in your parents' bed. Now, as I said the other day, the other three answers pretty much have to do with teenagers to adults. This is what we're talking. As you grow older, from a teenager to an adult, what are three things you might stop doing? Still three answers left. Who's got the answers? Then we can get into the holiday Family Feud. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Sucking your thumb was number one. Sleeping in your parents' bed was number two. And there are still three answers left. But remember, these other three answers have more to do with, like, teenager to adult. What are things maybe a teenager would stop doing as they become an adult? Or maybe a college student to an adult. It could be that as well. Basically, from teen college age to adult, what are things you stop doing as you get older? 740-751-4038. Three answers still left on this list. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say you stop growing.
Stop growing. Not growing. No, stop growing on the list. Stop growing, not on our list. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Now, again, this is teenager to adult. Teenager, college student, to adult. Things you stop doing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got those remaining three answers? Boy, we'd love to get those. Once we get these three answers, then we can move on over, as I said, to our holiday-themed Family Feud. And we've got a whole lot of holiday questions. I think maybe three or four pages of them here. And they might be a whole lot easier than this particular category. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Things you stop doing as you grow older. And I would say all three of these are more geared toward, you know, your teen years, your maybe teens and early 20s to adulthood. Things you stop doing as you get older. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if anybody would like to comment on Harding's dog collar or the fruitcake toss, feel free. Phone lines are open on this Thursday morning. 740-751-4038. You know, these three answers are, I would say, easily things that people stop doing as they get older. Not a whole lot of, well, I don't know. You know, it's definitely things you do in your teens that you're probably not doing when you're 40 or 50. Or maybe 50 or 60. There are more things that would be geared toward younger people. This is a tough category. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Does anybody have these answers? Holy mackerel. Three answers left to go. And apparently, a very difficult three answers, to say the least. Things you stop doing as you grow older. Well, you know, I'll tell you, if I tried to give hints on these, it would give them away very easily. But just think about your teenage years. Your teenage kind of growing up. Maybe if you went to college, the early 20s. Things you wouldn't do as an adult. Go ahead, caller.
Stop listening to certain music. Like rock and roll or something.
Not music, but music does have to do with one of the... I think there's music involved in one of the answers.
Okay.
Good guess. Now, not stop listening to music on the whole, but there is music kind of involved in one of the answers here. There would be music going on at this particular thing. I guess I should say that. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Things you stop doing as you grow older. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got those three things? Go ahead, caller.
Dancing?
Not dancing, but that's very close as well. Not dancing, but there would be dancing going on at this thing as well. Dancing, music, something you stop doing as you grow older. Something you stop doing as you grow older. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're hovering around one of the answers here. Now, there would be dancing. There would be music going on at this thing that people stop doing as they get older. And remember, all three of these answers are pretty well geared toward teenagers into adult. I would say teens and 20s into middle age would probably be where these things would be located. Go ahead, caller.
A prom or sock hop?
Well, proms and sock hops would be kind of types of these things.
Dances.
Not dances, but that's close. That's close. Not dances, but dances... You know, their dancing goes on. music certainly goes on. Wouldn't so much be a dance, because I guess there wouldn't have to be dancing going on at these things, but a lot of them have that. What would it be? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A roll arena?
Not a roll arena. Well, I'll tell you, though, another one of the answers does have to do with, like, a competitive roll arena. You know, so we're kind of getting close to two of the answers here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
School?
Not school. But school is involved in one of these things as well. There's one that kind of has to do with dancing and music. And then there's one that really kind of has to do with school and... I don't know. You know, I don't know if roller skating is competitive or not. Similar. So we're getting closer to two of the answers here. 36 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you get older. Go ahead, caller.
Pep rally?
Not a pep rally, but I'll tell you, pep rallies are held for these events. Now, that's very close to one of these. Pep rallies are held for these kind of events. 740-751-4038. And the other one, again, has to do with dancing, has to do with music. So we've got one of the answers here that has to do with dancing and has to do with music. And then we've got the other answer that a lot of times you hold pep rallies for these events. 740-751-4038. Things you do as you get older. Go ahead, caller.
Stop going to sock hop.
Not a sock hop. But a sock hop probably could be a type of one of these things. Now remember, it's not a dance. 38 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you get older. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Prom?
Not a prom. Not a prom, but not a bad answer. Things you stop doing as you get older. Now remember, we've got some clues here. One does involve dancing and music. And the other, you hold pep rallies for. These type of events sometimes have pep rallies held for them. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say football game. Basketball game.
Well, yeah, sports. Sporting events.
Yeah, sports, you quit going to those, yeah.
Yep, sporting events, number five on the list. You got it. Sporting events show up at number five on the list. Absolutely. All right here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You stop playing sports.
Sports, absolutely. Number five on the list. You got it.
Thanks, Scott.
Sports, absolutely. Number five on our list here. That's the event you probably have a pep rally for. Sports, you stop doing as you get older. All right, well, we still have two answers left to go here. And the other answer involves dancing and music. There are dancing and music at these particular events. Does anybody know what that might be? 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you get older. Now again, It's more of teenager, early 20s into adulthood. Things you stop doing as you get older. Now, think of things you would go to, maybe as a teenager or in your 20s, where there would be music and there would be dancing. What would that be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Nightclubbing?
Not a nightclub, but these events sometimes are held at nightclubs. These events sometimes do get held at nightclubs, so not too far off here in the distance. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say concert.
Not a concert, but that's a good guess. Not a concert, but that's not a bad guess either. Dancing, music. Sometimes these things are held at clubs. What are they? 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you get older. Go ahead, caller.
A party,
absolutely.
Shout out to all the listeners that gave me assistance on that answer.
That was a big put up there, wasn't it?
I go for the low-hanging fruit.
you got that low. Well, you have to go for low-hanging fruit because fruitcake hangs low on the branch.
Goodbye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Party on the list, absolutely. Party. So now we've got party and sports. So now we're down to one answer. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? One is sucking your thumb. Two is sleeping in your parents' bed. Four is party. And five is sports. What is something else you might do as you grow older? And again, this would be kind of teenager, 20s into adulthood. This is kind of a tough answer, to be honest with you. This would be something you do in your room. That's the clue I'm going to give you, because this is a very difficult answer. Something you would do in your room. What would that be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something you would do in your room as a teenager or in your 20s that you may not do as you get older. Now remember, that's the category. Things you stop doing as you grow older. Sucking your thumb was number one. Sleeping in your parents' bed, number two. Partying was number three or four. And sporting event was number five. What is something else you might stop doing as you grow older? This would be something a lot of people do in their bedroom. Gosh, if there's another clue, but it would give it away. It would be something you keep in your bedroom. Something you keep in your bedroom that maybe you would do as a teenager or in your 20s, but you wouldn't do it as you get older. Something you would keep in your bedroom. That's usually where most kids had these. That's what I would say. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Putting posters up on your wall.
Putting posters up on your wall. You got it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, we finally knocked it out of the park. Absolutely. Putting posters up on your wall. What are things you do as you grow older, or stop doing as you grow older? Sucking your thumb, sleeping in your parents' bed, putting posters up on the wall, partying, and going to sporting events. Well, that brings that category to an end, and now we can go to the holiday category. Now, our first holiday Family Feud question here has six answers. Six answers in our first holiday Family Feud. Let's see if we can get this done in 14 minutes. 46 minutes past the hour here. Name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. A gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. A gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say clothing.
Let's see here. Well, give me a type of clothing.
Oh, I'll say pajamas.
No pajamas on the list, but a good guess. No pajamas on the list, but not a bad guess at all. All right here. Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say the same thing, clothing.
Yeah, do you have a particular type of clothing?
Socks.
Socks. Socks is number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Socks show up at number two on the list. Absolutely. All right, let's head back over to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say socks.
Socks?
Undergarment.
Yep, socks is number two on the list.
Or did she just say it?
Yes, but that's okay.
Oh, we're on the air at the same time. Okay.
Okay, well, do you have another one you'd like to, not socks, but
no,
something else?
No, I just heard her say, as I was talking to you, the answer.
Yep, no problem.
Okay.
Socks was number two on the list. No problem there. We're going to have to do types of clothing here, and the only one we have so far is socks. Name a gift kids don't want on Christmas morning. Now, we've got six answers here, and we've only got one so far. We've got socks. Do you remember on a Christmas morning a gift you did not want as a child? Name a gift kids don't want on Christmas morning. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Gloves.
Gloves. Let's see here. Not gloves. Good guess, though. Okay. No gloves on the list today. Something a kid does not want on Christmas morning. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Hats.
Hats? No hats on the list. No hats on the list here. Name a gift kids don't want on Christmas morning. A gift kids do not want on Christmas morning. 740-751-4038. Socks we have. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Underwear.
Underwear, number one on the list. You got it. Underwear shows up at number one on the list here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a gift card.
No gift cards, but boy, that's right up there on my list. No gift cards on the list today. Name a gift kids do not want on Christmas morning. We've got underwear at number one and socks at number two. Still four answers left to go. Four answers in 10 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift kids don't want on Christmas morning. What are those four remaining answers? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Now think back to when you were a child. What did you not want to see Santa bring you under the tree? Go ahead, caller.
School supplies?
Go a little deeper.
Backpack.
Not a backpack. Not a backpack. Not a backpack on the list. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say shoes or boots.
No shoes or boots. No shoes or boots on the list today. All righty here, let's take this call. Go ahead, caller.
Notebooks?
No notebooks on the list. Notebooks not on the list. Name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. Still four of them left here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say an alarm clock.
Not an alarm clock. Not an alarm clock on the list. Name a gift kids do not want on Christmas morning. We've got underwear, and we've got socks. Still four to go in 8 minutes. That means we've got to get an answer every 2 minutes. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Book bag.
Not a book bag. Book bag not on the list. Two answers left. Our four answers left. We've got two answers. 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say books. They don't want books.
Yep, books by themselves, number four on the list. You got it. Books by themselves end up at number four on the list. All right. Name a gift kids don't want on a Christmas morning. Three answers still left. We've got underwear, socks, books. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What kind of gift do you not want on the Christmas morning? Three left to go. 740-751-4038. Boy, there are certain gifts, though. You wake up on Christmas morning and you just don't want to see him sitting there. You just don't want Santa Claus bringing you those certain gifts. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a sweater.
A sweater. Let's see here. Yes, sweater is number five on the list. You got it. Judy is on a hot streak here now. Sweater, number five on the list. So now we're down to two answers. Two answers in 6 minutes. All we got to do is get one answer every 3 minutes. Can we do it? Name a gift kids don't want on a Christmas morning. We've got underwear, socks, books, and sweaters. What are the remaining two answers? 740-751-4038. Remember, Voice of the People with Linda Sims is on after me today, 10:15 till 12 noon. Then Adam the Computer Guy today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Don't miss either one of those shows for love nor money. Underwear, socks, books, and sweaters. All righty. Still have two answers left to go. Now we're down to 5 minutes. Time is ticking away here. 5 minutes left to go. Something you don't want on Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
Undercoat.
Not an undercoat. Not an undercoat. Let's see here what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Mittens?
No mittens.
Okay.
Mittens do not show up on the list here this morning. Let's see what else we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try candy.
No candy on the list. Candy does not show up on the list. No mittens, no candy, no undercoat. Still three answers left to go here. Or two answers. Name a gift kids do not want on a Christmas morning. We've got underwear, socks, books, and sweaters. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two big answers left to go here. Are we going to get them in 4 minutes? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try something for their room, like maybe a pillow, blanket.
No pillows or blankets. No pillows or blankets on the list today. Well, we've got to get an answer every 2 minutes. We're down to 4 minutes, 56 minutes past the hour here. Two answers left. Name a gift kids don't want to open on Christmas morning. Underwear, socks, books, and sweaters, we've got. Two answers left to go. And only 3 minutes, 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Don't forget, we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 to 12 noon today. And we've got Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Mary just sent us a message online. Cole, no, you don't want Cole. Not on the list, though. Good guess by Mary. Online. Cole, not on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Money?
Not money. No money on the list. No money, no coal. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try house shoes.
Nope, no kind of shoes on the list. No kind of shoes on the list either. 2 minute warning. 58 minutes. It's past the hour. Now we're going to have an answer every minute to get this right. We were on a hot streak there for a second. Name a gift kids don't want on a Christmas morning. Underwear, socks, books, and sweaters. Two answers left to go. Go ahead, caller.
A fruitcake.
Oh, Lord, heaven mercy. We don't want a fruitcake on the Christmas morning. Not on the list, but that's worse than coal. Thank you. No fruitcakes on Christmas morning, to be sure. Woo! Can you imagine that under your tree? My God. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, well, we're down to the final minute. 60-second warning here. Something kids don't want on the Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
Is there any kind of furniture? Like a desk lamp or something for the room?
No furniture.
Okay.
No furniture on the list. And we're approaching the 30-second mark here. Linda Sims coming up next, 10:15 to noon. Then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1. Don't miss it. Things kids don't want to see on a Christmas morning. Underwear, socks, books, and sweaters. Two answers left. Well, we might have to do them tomorrow. This has been fun this morning. Thanks for all the interesting information on the Harding Dog Collar. Fruitcake Toss a week from today, December 15th at 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Scott Spears.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for holiday fun. For legendary stand-up comedian Shecky Green,
Well, I send a happy Hanukkah to you.
Oh, boy, aren't we nice already. Now, this is...
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. I can do that in Hebrew, too. Shmele-hoi-zi-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-ki-